Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial around first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open!
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. It's a pleasure to be here on this Monday morning, and I'm feeling pretty good right about now. Yeah, boy, it would have been tough. It would have been tough coming in here if we would have seen Kroenke with the trophy and Kroenke hugging his quarterback. No, Kroenke wouldn't have been like Robert Kraft and hugging his quarterback and his coach and down on the field. He would have had his sunglasses on and stayed up in the booth and not done anything. Eventually, he would have gone down there, I guess, but no. Palsy says no. I didn't get my customary cheap shot text from Charlie Tuna. He was very absent.
I texted him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I just texted, sorry, a gif. And he said, great year for my man Stan, or something to that effect.
The thing about it is, you know, the last time Stan lost a Super Bowl to the Patriots, we didn't hear from him for a long, long time. It was the end of the franchise. And let me tell you something, too. Even though this Sean McVay is awesome and Goff's a fine quarterback, they have good players, a lot of those guys are on one-year deals. So people think, oh, yeah, they're so young. They got this franchise quarterback. They're coming right back. Well, let's just see. I think I saw Dan Marino in a Super Bowl after his loss in his second year. So we'll see. You know, got a lot of guys on one-year deals. And we know what Stan Kroenke does to sports franchises. He obliterates them. Didn't he lose yesterday, too, in soccer?
Yeah,
I think his day started off on a bad note. And
Manchester City beat him.
Yeah.
Badly, too, 3-1.
Just as vilified in the soccer world as
he's
in the
much
world.
More, I think, because soccer, if they're so passionate there.
Yeah.
And especially Arsenal with that rich history, I think they hate him more than St. Louis fan base.
He was more outspoken about not necessarily prioritizing winning with Arsenal. He said he didn't buy Arsenal to win trophies.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said that not too long ago. And I know that. Imagine if DeWitt said that and how he'd react here. Like, we'd be pissed. That's a strong statement.
Yeah.
I just don't know how a human being in St. Louis could have been rooting for him yesterday. Gosh. All right. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. It's hard to believe 17 years ago, the very night, the Patriots and the Rams hooked up. 17 years later, they hook up in Atlanta. And I have to tell you, I rooted almost as hard for the Patriots last night as I did for the Rams in New Orleans. Almost is the key word. How you doing, Stan? And those sunglasses. Wow. By the way, I did check. The roof was closed. So you had sunglasses on in an indoor stadium. Interesting about the game, the Patriots had the same quarterback last night as they did 17 years ago. The difference is the Rams had Jared Goff and not Kurt Warner. And Goff was flustered. Now, give Bill Belichick, you know, all the credit in the world for pressure on him. I think it was like 40% of the time they blitzed him. Goff's a fine quarterback, but he's no Kurt Warner. Best player on the field, though, wasn't Tom Brady. It was Julian Edelman, the former high school player who couldn't get a college offer. Then he went the junior college route and got one offer at Kent State. And then he was a seventh rounder. and he dominated Super Bowl 53. 10 catches, 141 yards. What a player. The Super Bowl and thoughts. I think they made the right decision. 116 to play, fourth and inches. They're leading 10-3. Steven Gostkowski on for a 41-yard field goal. And here's how it sounded.
116 to go, 41 yards. Cardona to Allen. Gostkowski.
Boy, that was close, too. Then those after-game moments, that was crazy, too. The mob scene. Tom Brady holding off the national television interview to hug some Los Angeles Rams. And then Julian Edelman. And then Bill Belichick. And then Robert Kraft. A lot of emotion on the field. All right. Lap two. The commercials. You know, I have not read the reviews, and I don't know what scored well. We have a few. The Bud Light commercial was interesting because they went after other beer companies, and they revealed that Coors uses corn syrup in their beer. I've never seen a major corporation go after another major corporation on national TV in a spot. Let's take a listen.
And that's how you brew it.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Let us take it to them at once. Miller Lite, we received your corn syrup by mistake.
That's not our corn syrup. We received our shipment this morning.
You're joking.
Try the Coors Light Castle. They also use corn syrup.
Oh, brewers of Coors Light, is this corn syrup yours?
Well, well, well. Looks like the corn syrup has come home to be brewed. To be clear, we brew Coors Light with corn syrup.
Ah.
Wow. You guys ever heard anything like that? And how is that being scored, I wonder?
That was, by the way, the top one, which I'm not playing because it doesn't translate well to radio, was the NFL ad. All the players tackling and in kind of a dining hall setting, Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. That was a good ad. Real quick, the ad meter, I think that was maybe top 10.
The farmers didn't like it. I can tell you that much right now.
Yeah. But have you ever seen another company go after it, too? That wasn't just Coors. It was Miller, too.
Well, it's the same company. Miller, the same company owns Miller Lite and Coors Light, or Miller Coors. It's like some South African company, I think. That was actually 17th.
17th.
So top 20. I thought it was odd that they went on a health element for beer drinkers. I just got to say, I don't think they're too concerned about if there's something in their beer that's unhealthy, because as much as I like drinking beer, I think we all understand it is an unhealthy beverage.
Yeah. I'll say the Hyundai with Jason Bateman was clever. Almost everything he's in is pretty witty.
Hello, folks. What floor?
Oh, we're car shopping.
Ah, you're going down. Way down. This floor, root canal.
Oh, this is bad.
This stopped jury duty. Remember, innocent until proven.
Well, he did it, right? We all agree he did it.
Okay, 6-hour flight, middle seat. Who's got vitamin C? This floor, the top.
Your body's changing. My body changed. Even grandma's body.
Vegan dinner party. Is that even a thing?
We're having beetloaf, Sergio's specialty.
Why, thank you.
Yay!
Car shopping, off you go.
No, sorry, we're getting a Hyundai.
Yeah, we used Shopper Assurance. It was really easy.
Hyundai, going up.
What did that get? That had to have scored relatively high.
That was fourth.
Very nice. The weather tech I thought was spectacular. Yep. Won't play on radio with the gorgeous golden retriever. That was beautiful. Did that get up there very high?
No, 29th.
Wow, I love that dog. I guess I'm partial to dogs. The Audi commercial was cool. What a good-looking car. Did you guys see that one? And did that score at all?
Audi, the cashew one was 10th.
Man, those new Audis look just so amazing.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Wow.
Beautiful.
A-Rod and Charlie Sheen in the Planters Peanuts commercial.
19th.
See, I like the Stella Artois. Jeff Bridges is one of my favorites. And you had Sarah Jessica Parker there. And I think the most interesting man in the world.
That was 14th.
Jessica Parker was 14. Yeah. Boy, she looked very good.
She looked good. Oh, yeah.
I think it's unpopular because people don't like the idea that they brought back the dude for an ad.
Oh, I love it. Jeff Bridges is amazing.
Yeah. He is, but they don't like it that they commercialized him. Want to guess what Dead Last was? It's not surprising when you hear it. The Burger King ad where Andy Warhol is just eating a burger.
Oh, yeah.
It just says, eat like Andy.
Yeah, that was gross. Verizon First Responders. We had that one. That was powerful with Anthony Lynn.
Hi, my name is Anthony Lynn. In 2005, I was in a horrible car accident. I was hit by a car going 50 miles an hour. And I promise you, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the first responders. They told me that I flew 45, 50 feet in the air. The doctor told me, so you're very lucky. It was a miracle.
Hi, Coach. My name is Jim Brittle. This is my partner, Craig Kelly. We're the first two first responders on scene.
Coach, my name is Skyla Bosco. I was the paramedic on Medic Engine 1 that evening.
I've often thought about, you know, who showed up that night. I never thought I'd see you. I mean, it's unbelievable. They said I had to have some angels with me that night to survive. I believe you guys are angels.
Wow, that was good stuff. So, Brian, just why don't you give us a top five?
Top five Super Bowl ads were, number one was the NFL ad. Number two was the Amazon Alexa that had Harrison Ford in it.
Oh, yeah.
About the places where it didn't work. Number three was the Microsoft We All Win ad, which was about kids with physical disabilities being able to play video games because of whatever their adapter is. Four was the Hyundai elevator. And five was one we just played, the Anthony Lynn First Responders Verizon ad.
Good stuff. I thought, in general, though, the game, like the commercials, was below average. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And this is when you needed really stellar commercial to offset, you know, just how awful the game was to watch.
Second lowest scoring game at halftime, first time after three quarters. No touchdowns had been scored. Wow. Thoughts on the game? Thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials? Give us a text. Give us a phone call. We're here till 12 o'clock. Mike Claiborne's going to join us at 10:30. We're going to talk some baseball and about his new website. Lap three. Isaac Bruce. The author of our greatest professional football player in St. Louis.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. And Isaac Bruce threads his way for a touchdown. It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot.
The timing was perfect. Do it in Atlanta, where the moment took place and where many of his teammates were. Isaac gets the phone call in Atlanta. Nope. He does not get the phone call. Isaac Bruce is going to have to wait another year. What does this man have to do? 15,208 yards. Only Jerry Rice had more when he retired in 2009. He's fifth now. Six players in NFL history have 15,000 yards and 90 touchdowns. He's one of six. He had the big moment. He won a Super Bowl. The only thing I think that could be working against Isaac, well, maybe there's two things. One is the low Pro Bowl total. All that says is the voters did a crappy job. I mean, when you put up those numbers and only go to four Pro Bowls, then, I mean, think about that. There's six guys in history with 15,000 yards and 90 touchdowns, and they take four wide receivers from each conference to the Pro Bowl every year. It's just bad voting. That's what it was. And maybe he needed to be more of a diva wide receiver. Moss is in. Terrell Owens is in. Maybe he needed that. I don't know. He's eventually going to get it. Hopefully next year. But it also makes you think, all of you out there who may think Torrey Holt's going to get in one day, that's not happening. Lap four. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. The Blues. Best single moment of the weekend, I think, in sports. And who knows, maybe the year for the Blues happened right here.
Kept in by Jay Bouwmeester. Now Shen to O'Reilly, wide open. The drive, rebound, they score! Tarasenko gets it into the empty net, and the Blues get it right back and lead 3-1.
It was an incredible hustle goal. First, it was to open up the game and give you a 3-1 lead. But the bigger story is Tarasenko. laying it out and making a play like that. It's the start of the stretch drive, and your most talented player lays it out and makes an incredible hustle play. You know that in 7 of the last 8 games 91 has scored in, the Blues have won. As Reggie Jackson once said, he's the straw that stirs the drink. The formula now is win 2 out of 3 from here on out and then make the postseason. You know, they can do that with number 91 making plays like that. When your most talented player, I'm not going to say he's your best player because he's not. Ryan O'Reilly is your best player. But when your most talented player is doing things like that, that's huge. That is big. Lap 5. The weekend of the Billikens. They go to Rhode Island and they shoot 6 of 16 from the free throw line. Now hear me out on this. You want to get the ball inside for 2 reasons. Number 1, you like to play inside out. It opens up things for your shooters on the outside. And number 2 is the closer you are to the basket, it's always a good thing. Hassan French is a pretty good finisher. He's not Kevin McHale or Hakeem Olajuwon, but he's pretty good. But it's almost like a turnover. Get the ball inside, foul him, he misses both free throws. You go the other way. That's a turnover, isn't it? To be fair, nobody on the team shoots free throws well. Bess is okay. And here's the really, really sad thing about this right now. There's not much Travis can do. Not now. Not in February. There really isn't. He can't make a trade. He can't make 20-year-olds who haven't made free throws their whole life, or he can't make 20-year-olds who are not good shooters and haven't been really good shooters their whole life into suddenly Mark Price or Steve Nash or Blake Ahern. They don't make threes. They throw it inside, get fouled, and they don't make free throws. I'm not sure how you win games that way or how you can win the rest of the way. You know what they got to do, too? They got to make a change in the starting lineup. They've lost 4 in a row. They got to start Deion Wiley. I know he's not, you know, a really great all-around player, but he gives you a chance to win games if he's shooting it. And he can shoot it. Get him 12 shots a game, start him and see what happens. Bess will have to go to the 4-man spot, French at the 5. Got to do something different. You have to change things now. I'd start the shooter and see what happens. And they're really down because Casey Hankton, I think, is hurt, and he's not going to play. So they're down to like 6, maybe 7 scholarship players now. Lap 6. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Ray Donovan. I've finished off the program. Will you find out when season 7, when will we see that? That is, I'm telling you, Monique was gone. She went to visit Brooke in D.C., I had a lot of free time, the dogs and myself, just watching Ray Donovan. It was heaven. Heaven. Not that I don't like being around Monique, but boy.
They haven't even started production yet on season 7.
Really?
So you got some time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, isn't Billions about to come out? I think the new Billions on Showtime is about to happen.
Let's see. Season premiere 2019. There's a trailer.
There's already a trailer, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Probably March.
Yeah, March 2019. March 17th.
Oh, and The Handmaid's Tale. Did you see that, Plowsy? During the Super Bowl, they did a commercial on that.
I didn't see it, no, but anything to deal with The Handmaid's Tale, I'm begging for another season to start up.
So they wouldn't have had a commercial if it isn't real close to it.
Yes.
Okay, so we went to Carl's for food picks. And, you know, a lot of times people tell me that we should do food picks on diamonds in the rough, that restaurants that people haven't heard of. And I see the line of thinking, but every once in a while, you got to play the hits.
Oh.
And, man, you talk about 61,000 views on Carl's.
It's the best. I find it to be my favorite place to go in St. Louis, not just for a burger, just in general. I love the small diner atmosphere. I don't mind waiting 5 minutes for someone to get up, and it's not, you know, everybody's very friendly, hospitality. I love it.
And what do you get when you go there?
Double cheeseburger, bacon and mustard only with a, you know, you got to have the root beer and fries, and it's perfect every time.
That root beer is just so good. Brian, you've been there quite a bit.
I actually have never been to Carl's.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been.
We're going to have to
I know it's
that.
Down the street, but I need to try it. By the way, the ratings are out for the Super Bowl, at least the early ratings.
Highest in 10 years?
No. Lowest in 10 years.
Lowest in 10 years?
44.9 overnight rating for CBS. That figure is the lowest since Steelers-Cardinals in 2009. That's your 42.1. Boston, 57.4. L.A. market, 44.6, which was the best in L.A. since 1996.
Huh.
But not a, obviously, Boston was more invested in it than Los Angeles was.
All right.
But not a great number.
College football, baby.
Now, to be fair, there was no reason to tune into the game, like, during it. Right?
It was bad.
Exactly. Like, if you were just following it online, and if it gets good, maybe I'll turn it on. Either you started from the beginning, or you never turned it on because the game was terrible.
All right. Let's take a short time out. Maryville University sponsors our listener line, 855-282-8255. We appreciate Maryville being a part of the program. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Take a look at that gorgeous campus, town and country, lots of new buildings. And they have a couple of really good things. Their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their final steps in transition from high school to college. We'll take a break. We're coming back with Mike Claiborne.